hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
What up, y'all?
Welcome
Skunk
back.
Ravine.
Welcome back to Skunk Ravine. We got Big Dick Blake in the house.
Big Hello. Dick Blake.
Blake the Big Dick Savage.
Braca, braca.
Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
Episode 40.
Damn, son.
Yeah, episode 40. Episode 40?
We're getting up there.
I was supposed to be on here a while back.
I know. You're probably supposed to be on like episode 10, man.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, we didn't know what we were doing. We had microphones.
That's on you, dog.
It's up here, dude. I think I was telling Alex about one of my homeboys back in New Troy. Well, we're not friends no more, but that's when he said, no, we got to get you on that podcast.
Right Hell yeah.
I was about to light the microphone.
Yeah. Smoke that microphone, dog.
I bet the wind guard would go up pretty good. But the wind guard would probably light on fire pretty good.
Yeah.
Just a little foam.
Just record it on fire.
Just make some napalm out of it.
Yeah. So
earlier I saw a video, speaking of on fire, before I forget. I don't know what the fuck bar this was or club, but it was like they lit it on fire with a bunch of alcohol, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And this dude, like slid across it.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing my ass off.
I really wonder when, I mean, it's 2025. When are people going to understand that you can't, like, take shots of liquor while it's on fire?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to blow it up first.
Every year, there's at least one video of someone like,
this guy was completely on fire, though. Like, yeah. It wasn't a shot. He just slid down the bar, and I don't know what the fuck country it was in. I really want to add probably Brazil or some shit.
Yeah, Brazil.
Like, that would make sense to me. Right. But
I was in high school, it was, right?
This bitch is starting already. And sorry, Daisy does this every time we podcast.
Nah, I figured as much.
Soon as we start hitting record,
every fucking time. All right, high school.
I was in high school one day, and you know we got the.
You were in high school one day.
Yeah, I was one day. I was in high school.
But one day I went.
One day I
just
went.
One day I went to high school,
and then I met everybody that partied. So,
well, this is better.
Yeah, right. We all decided to get a fifth of fucking Everclear. Is what it was. Everclear.
Oh God.
So then everybody's taking flaming shots and everything, and I was hanging out with some older cats and shit, and got some people from my grade to come out to this party, which, you know, I'll just say his name that did this. It was Jason Pollen, so shout out to you if you ever hear this.
There you go. Shout out.
So everybody's blowing their shots out, whatever, and taking them, right? Well, this dude takes a shot of this Everclear, right, and sips the shot glass. Sips the shot glass, runs down the side of his face, and he goes to smack it out. So smacks himself right in the face as hard as he can. And just wipes dead skin right off his fucking face.
Oh, no.
Right off his face. So I was like, well, you ever never done that before, have you?
hope you never do that again.
Yeah, I remember my first shot.
Damn, I remember my first flaming shot. I still have facial scars. Remind me of it every day.
So, I think I already told this story, but since we're on the subject of people
dying from alcohol, alcohol.
Well, the alcohol wasn't what caused it. We put a plastic chair on a fire, a big bonfire.
Yeah.
And some dude ran down a hill. And you know when you get that front propulsion where you can't.
Yeah. The top half went a little faster than the bottom half.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He fell right into the burning plastic.
No.
And
oh, no.
This dude, and then he immediately wiped it. I was like, don't wipe it. Don't wipe it. And he wiped. Dude, his skin just came right off.
Oh, my God.
So we had to drive him to the ER. And and he was a principal at a school. Yeah.
Well, story gets thicker there, I guess.
And his wife was a nurse.
I've been awesome. If she's working.
Yeah. We were up on a fishing trip.
Got you. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Did that just happen?
No, this was like years ago.
It wasn't on the trip you were just on.
No.
Why did you tell me that?
No, this was years ago.
I've seen this dude get fucked up by a plastic chair on fire.
Dude, it was brutal. Like, he fell in the fire.
We threw up one of those white, like, plastic lawn chairs on
it. It was one of those.
Down at...
Yeah, at the beach.
At the breaker.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember the fucking breakers.
I think we were tripping. Sean was like, I'll go look for more wood.
Was that when I thought you broke your arm?
No, that was a different time.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't raining that night, I remember. I think that was, like, Earth Day. When we started a fire using, like, hairspray in a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
For some reason, somebody's like, "What are you guys doing? It's Earth Day."
Happy birthday to the Earth!
I didn't know. I'm not burning wood and getting rid of all the Earth.
We don't always do that. We were taking care of the trash that was at the beach.
This time we had to.
These were the supplies we had.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all we had to make a fire.
We didn't bring them down there to do that.
Oh.
Nick, you remember that? You remember that one time you dropped me down to the breakers trip? How much?
No, you're gonna have to be way more specific.
We were working at Pistol Pete's house. Over there at the farm.
The farm, dude.
Yeah, the farm over there in Baroda, bro.
You're good right there. Tick Manor.
Yeah, Tick Manor.
Dude, I got
running around with the Roundup machine.
we were just talking about
that. I pulled eight ticks off once at lunch break, man.
Did what?
Dude. I pulled eight ticks off of me once at lunch break.
Oh, I bet I bet you did. I don't spray for nothing.
One time, I swear, I win the best tick competition.
Most ticks.
Yeah, most ticks. Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, there was like 20 ticks like in my pants. Like, I had long pants on. I thought,
gotta scooter them up either way.
Don't matter. They'll find a way in there.
They definitely did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So, I have a buddy who, shout out to Bird.
Caw-caw!
Caw-caw! Birdman. gotta come on the podcast. But, yeah, I think we talked about this, didn't we? The disease he got, where he can't eat, like, bread. Daisy, I swear to God, you bitch.
She made it eight minutes this time.
Dude.
Wow.
Usually it's five.
God damn.
Food? Yep, she ate her food.
Yeah.
So he can't eat what?
Oh, she needs water.
I got her. Keep going.
He can't eat, like,
she does this for
keep the fart in. Dude, if the fart is audible.
I did. And I smelled it first.
Oh, God.
I smelled it. I made sure everybody can use this. It's right. Okay. And the fart did not stick into the microphone.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Blake.
You smell that yet?
Yeah, I've smelled it ever since it happened.
He's like, dude, you're gross, bro.
Dude, just poke the fucking toy with your hand or something. She just wants to chew on it. She's an asshole. Anyway, everybody who listens knows that my dog's an asshole every single episode.
Any new listeners, this dog's an asshole.
Yeah, my dog's an asshole.
In a good way.
But she's adorable.
She's our asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. She's our asshole.
She's got a really fucked up asshole right now, too.
Yeah, and her asshole is fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
So, anal glands are a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and they do leak.
God damn it, you got me way off of what I was trying to say.
So, your buddy?
Shout out to Birdman.
Birdman.
What the fuck was I trying to say?
He got a disease from ticks?
Yeah, from a tick.
Yeah.
Is it Lyme or something else? Get from
I can't think of what the name of it is, but and I can't remember what tick it was, but he can't eat red meat.
What?
Like, makes them like want to die, like violently ill. Like,
whoa.
He didn't know about it, and he ate like a chili cheese dog.
I just and, got sick as fuck.
Dude, he like laid in the bathroom for 3 days, like
Jesus,
praying that he was gonna die.
I feel like I've heard of that before.
I can't think of what it's called.
I've heard of that.
I didn't know that existed.
It sounds familiar to me. Honestly, yeah. It really does sound familiar.
Like
to me.
Something with red meat.
Yeah.
Dude, I had no clue.
God.
If I could eat red meat, I'd die.
I know. Dude, I would kill myself.
I wouldn't eat no more.
Fish.
Yeah. Dude, now he gets to just ball out on lobster and like crab legs.
He gets mercury poisoning.
Right, yeah, right.
No. It's iodine poisoning, all right? Yeah, don't you listen to the fucking the 3-6 Mafia. I eat so many shrimp. I don't want to sing too many lyrics. I don't really want to get sued.
I'll just put the song in. If they sue us, that means people have to listen to this.
God damn right. Right.
No shit.
Right. I'm going to start every episode now with a Trump quote and shit.
Oh, he'd probably love it.
Skunk.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
You gotta poke the toy at her face.
So yeah, yes, dude.
You gotta keep that in.
I went snowboarding for the past 2 days, which I haven't gone in 2 years.
Last time I went was you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I went snowboarding was with you. Fucking.
Daisy man.
Devin and Jake Whitley.
No, it was.
What?
Listen to me.
Oh, dude, that was like with. Boudreaux?
Yeah, it was Boudreaux and Mike Peterson.
Yeah, okay.
It was me, you, Mike Peterson, and Boudreaux.
Dude, that must have been like 5 years ago, maybe?
It was no. It was longer than that, bro.
Yeah.
I've been with my old lady for 5 years. Okay. So 5 years, then no, that's like
six.
That was almost like 10 years ago.
Holy fuck.
Like 10 years ago. Between that's 7 insane. And 10. Yeah, that's the last time, dude. Like, yeah.
Well, I feel like that was the last time I went because I got like, dude, my muscles are sore in weird spots. Like my thighs hurt. Yeah. It's just like right here,
right,
and right here, and a spot on the back.
The back of my arms hurt for some reason.
like I said, I only ate shit hard once, and I knew it was
coming.
Did
you get fucking compound syndrome again?
Not this time, no.
Fucker.
Luckily, no. Thank God. But
you
yeah,
weren't
like
ska
I said,
dancing.
I did
so.
Land completely on my ass.
Skateboarding, you're fine, but you can't go ska dance.
I can fall. I can destroy my asshole on ice.
Did you get like an icicle in the butthole? Like,
I should have just shoved an icicle on my ass.
Yeah,
that's better.
And then.
Not into butt stuff, but, yeah. You know.
It cools it off.
It's not gay if it's medicinal, all right?
If it melts in your ass, it's okay. If it melts in your ass, it's okay. You're not gay if you do that.
It's like an ice bath, like athletes
yeah,
do, but
never
for
comes,
your
if
asshole.
If it never comes out, it's not gay.
Exactly. I like that one better.
Yeah, man. It was funny shit. Ski Patrol stops. He's just like, dude, are you okay? I'm like, my asshole.
My asshole.
My asshole took the full force of that. We got down to the bottom of the hill and Brandon's down there. I'm like, man, I landed on my ass. He's like, that was you? I was cracking up, man. I thought that was someone else. I almost stopped to make sure they were okay. I was like, yeah, like my asshole hurt for 15 minutes. That was about it. And then, okay.
My ass.
Did you keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Absolutely,
nice.
Man.
With the icicle in your ass.
That was already.
Melting the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was already, you know, the second
he's doing
day.
Kegels.
So I was
doing
ass Kegels. Yeah, I know about them.
Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
Those are Eagles, dude. I don't even know how you pronounce that. Whatever.
Eagles.
Ah! Yep,
it's
that
the
would
most
be
American
me.
Thing you can do.
Damn, dude. If you ever have a kid, you should name him.
I know.
If you ever have a kid, name someone with a K. So then it was
Kegels. So I got
get over here.
So I have a buddy. His name is Keegan Hart. His nickname for the amount of time that we hung out was Kegel Fart.
Yeah, perfect.
It was just, he's like, I'd never heard that before. I was like, well, I don't really give a shit. I might be 30 fucking 2 years old. I'm still kind of calling you Kegel Fart.
You're going to hear it a lot.
Yeah. You come over here, every time you come over to my house, you hear nothing but Kegel Fart. Sorry. Kegel just farted.
Sorry, I didn't go to middle school with you, so.
Right.
I got time to make up.
You went to St. Joe, I think, and I went fucking like 20 minutes down the road from you. So, that's your new nickname. Don't care.
Working them Kegels.
Yeah. So, I think I walked into fucking work one day after I heard, like, actually learned about Kegels. I was obviously younger. Walked into work one day and just fucking with everybody. I was like, hope you got your ass Kegels ready, because I'm ready to fuck. Yes. Yeah. I didn't understand the face at first. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're trying to. Practicing your ass Kegels real good.
Not practicing, mastering.
There you go.
Yeah, dude. I think she needs a path.
It was fun. Come on.
Go on, you little ass hat.
I'll tell you though, like 2-3 hits of acid and some snowboarding is fun.
Yeah, dude, I would
acid,
even though I spent
fun.
Most of the time when we went sobering last time, I spent most of the time on the ground regardless. Yeah. I still had a blast.
It's
don't
so
get me
fun.
Wrong. I had so much fun.
Like,
but I think a couple hits of acid would have made it way better.
Yeah.
I love drinking sulfuric acid.
Yeah, me too. Liquid. Liquid sulfuric.
Yes. Right. Yes.
I was just like watching my insides just melt.
Dude, it was tight. So Saturday, we get up and go out snowboarding. Well, first we went and grabbed some Bloody Mary, and then went back to the hill. But it was like kind of like a bluish, cloudy day out. You know, and the clouds are
you
like
didn't
dark
snowboard
blue.
With the Bloody Mary?
No, I just wanted Come to drink. On. Bloody Mary was too good. I just wanted to drink it. I need to focus.
Fine.
You ain't had one of mine.
They were like world famous Bloody. That was the best Bloody Mary I've ever had. Arlo's.
You ain't never had one of mine.
I will spend
$200 on Bloody Mary shit.
Deal.
Okay, and then you'd be like, oh my god, like okay.
All right.
But
let me get a job first.
Dude, it was
go back.
It was like dark. Kind of cloudy, sunlight beaming through in spots. You can see fucking really far.
Sounds sexy.
And within like 10 minutes, it was just a whiteout. Just like wind blasting. We're standing at the top of the hill, and it starts thundering out.
What?
In the middle of a blizzard. Yeah, apparently snow thunder's a thing.
I've never heard of that.
Dude, one crack never. Of thunder. And we get, I mean, either.
What?
We get to the bottom of the hill, and we go to get on the lift, and everyone's walking away. Great exodus out of the place. They were like, yeah, we're closed for half an hour for the snow thunder, and we're just like, whoa.
I feel like they just have faulty equipment.
Like
and
a
they
truck just backed into
up.
A light pole, and then
yeah, like they just made up snow thunder. Yeah. They were like, oh, it was snow thunder.
Yeah, it was like, the cable like.
Yeah. There's a transformer blowing. You'd be okay.
Right.
The whole place is not going to be electrocuted at all.
The ski lift fucking.
Yeah. Sure. Well, that wasn't a taser. I don't know what was.
That damn goddamn snow thunder.
Goddamn.
So, yeah, man. It was tight, though. We stayed at this little hotel. Didn't have an elevator. It was definitely haunted.
Oh, you'd
be
having
a pool
that.
And a hot tub outside. Great.
Nice. Oh, dude, a hot tub when it's snowing.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It was sweet. There's a shitload of people in it, but I was just like, whatever, I'm tripping. I'm going down there and chilling.
Right.
Stayed in there for about 15 minutes, came back up.
You should have just, like, farted or, like, pissed or, like, shit. You should have shit. That's what I was going to say.
Whenever I'm in a hot tub, I just let a little poop out.
Just one.
Just a little floater.
I was here.
One little bobber. One little nug.
See who catches the bait.
Yeah, dude. Be like, is that a loogie?
Nah.
It goes under
my
some
anal gland fucking released.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This fucking
I don't have a gallbladder. I don't process fat.
Dirty butt Daisy over here.
That's half digested.
It's okay. It's your first podcast.
It is. I've never been on a podcast.
Delete. Start over.
Fuck Blake. Editing his voice out.
Blake's here, but we're not gonna let him talk now.
Hey, y'all.
Go sit in the kitchen.
I'm gonna sit on the microphone in the kitchen. So fuck you guys. Maybe I got leaky anal glands too.
we'll find out, dude.
Cover this psycho up.
Put you on the spot.
My babushka.
My babushka.
Sorry, my dog was trying to psychopathically make a bed.
Little baby babushka.
When she's in a bed.
Yeah. So originally, while I was supposed to be on his podcast, it's because of these stories right here.
Hell yeah. we want the stories.
Okay. All right,
Sunday.
We're going for it then. All right. And I'm just going to say this motherfucker's name. Don't even give a shit. The second is actually what his name is. So
let's really nail it down.
Yep. I'm going to really nail it. He fucked me over quite a few times, so he can go fuck himself.
He ain't going to hear it. He's a bitch.
Take me to court, bitch. I don't care. I'll knock his tooth out again. How about that? Just kidding. I'm not threatening nobody.
Can you knock a tooth out again?
Oh, yeah.
You can knock the other tooth out.
Yeah, you can put that shit back in.
Yeah, I can knock his tooth out, put it back in his face.
Yeah, knock out a different tooth, put it back in the other hole, knock it out again.
Exactly. There's ways around everything, bro. So this motherfucker is like one of the most, like, the drunkest people you've ever seen in your life. Like, just wasted drunk constantly. He's kind of a shitty human being.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. He was friends with me back in the day and this whatever. I've changed. I'll just put that out there. I ain't like that no more. So this motherfucker, he gets his girl off of Plenty of Fish. Go over there to where he was staying. Sitting here fucking hanging out, whatever, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I got to go buy a couple beers. I got to go up to Jackson, Michigan to meet this female. I was like, okay, right on, bro. I was like, good for you, man. You found somebody to go fuck. Sweet. She said she already had all the booze up there, so why the fuck are you buying beer? He's like, whatever, you know. Let him do his thing.
It's a long drive.
Yeah. It's not a fucking quick drive from fucking... He was in New Troy, Michigan, down southwest Michigan, right here in Barron County, and then all the way up to Jackson. You know, that's a drive to go, you know, slay some shit.
I got to want some pussy.
Yeah, slaying that fucking badge, bro. Like, fucking whatever. This dude is allergic to dogs. I always forget that. He's allergic to dogs. He did live with me, whatever, and he just snots and sneezes everywhere when he sees dogs. He's fine with them, but he's just allergic to them.
Yeah.
He shows up in this girl's house, and she already done had all this fucking liquor and beer drank, pretty much. Almost. Sloppy drunk. She's got three big-ass pit bulls in her house. So he walks in this sloppy-ass drunk bitch's house, hanging out. He's like, well, where's all my fucking beer at and shit? She's supposed to pay for it. He got a couple beers just right up there or whatever. And she was obviously just down to get dirty, you know? She was just looking to get fucking laid. But whatever, good for him, right?
He wanted
to get laid, she wanted to get some. Fuck it, why not? So they're sitting there just hanging out, whatever, and all of a sudden she tells this motherfucker to go. She's like, go in my bedroom, it's right over there. Get undressed, whatever, and I'll come in there in a second. She come in there. The dogs follow her. Follow. Dogs fucking follow. He's sitting there telling him to get the fuck out of this room. You know, he's sitting... He told me he was sitting up, you know, like back against the headboard, you know, he's getting his dick sucked. She's on all fours, you know, doing the fucking thing. The dog comes in there, starts fucking with him, whatever. He starts snotting and sneezing everywhere. He fucking gets the dog out of the room, so he thought. Well, all of a sudden, this bitch is sucking his dick, and she starts moaning and moaning and moaning. Now, he tells me, he goes, now, Blake, he goes, I wasn't touching nothing. I wasn't touching nobody. I wasn't touching nothing, whatever, nothing like that. He goes, I promise you right now. He goes, this is the weirdest thing
I've
ever.
Dog's back there putting in work.
Yep, sure was. He sure was. That dog was fucking tongue deep in that bitch's fucking vagina, bro, getting her off, bro. And I was like, and I looked at that motherfucker after he told me this shit. And I was like, dude, I was like, you finished, you nasty fuck. He's like, I didn't. He got so defensive and so red in the face.
He did.
I was like, you sick motherfucker.
He did.
You fucking finished off in that fucking girl's mouth while she's getting eaten out by her dog. Mm-hmm. Said, I'm not talking about it no more.
Yeah, like, threesome with a dog.
Yep, awesome. All right, queen. Cool, bro. I'm like, yeah, you're not my friend no more. That's called bestiality, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, dude.
That's my
friend. All right, stay away from Jackson.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if I would have known her name, I was like, I could probably turn her into the fucking animal control. Because there's no telling what that snatch smells like.
Yeah.
That's fucking that dog up.
Oof, dude. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm dead serious, dude. And I like I said, I am not lying on none of that. That came straight from his fucking mouth.
Oh yeah, dude. I've definitely had a dog come up and stick his nose, you know.
Well, it happens.
But then it's like, get out of here. Stop what you're doing.
I got done one time. My dog come up, whatever, because he was like, you know, locked in another room. Let him out. Got done. I was naked, whatever. And he licked my dick. I smacked him in his head. It wasn't mean or nothing like that. I didn't like break his nose or anything like that. No. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
I think the dog, the dog for me just came up and like smelled my balls. But I just had cold nose on my balls. I was like, get out of here. All right. Like, gotta go outside now, man.
Right.
Yikes.
So I got one more for the same dude.
Dogs are trying. Is it more dog fucking?
No, it's not more. It's not more dog fucking.
So 2 months later, he goes back up to Jackson.
No.
Right.
Like, I'm so honestly.
Ooh, I liked that.
As weird as this motherfucker,
sloppy seconds.
Right.
As weird as this motherfucker is, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually went back up there and actually got some more. Either way, so a year goes by. Whatever. And he's dating this girl.
Why? It's always a year.
Yeah. It's
every single thing, it's always a year goes by.
Well, I can't tell if it's fucking 10 months from now or, you know, like 10 months ago.
It's always a year.
About a year later.
Yeah, about a year later.
Like, for real.
It's about how long you don't talk to someone after they told you about the
dog. I
want to
look up statistics.
Exactly.
Like, all right, cool down. Will you come? We may be able to see
a year.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I can really look in the eye, bro.
I'm going to SpongeBob it. Hey, SpongeBob, remember?
Yeah.
1 year later.
Okay. Well, yeah, so it was like about a year later. It's actually probably more than a year, but he's over at my friend Lori's house. Shout out to Lori Hora.
Or Hori Lori?
No.
Oh, sorry.
We don't say that.
I didn't know if that was like...
Shish your mouth. Shish your mouth.
Okay, yes, that is actually her nickname back in high school, and she's my mom's age.
I mean,
so
that's what pops
she
in
doesn't,
my head.
If she's seen you say that, she'd beat the fuck out
well,
of you.
Well, she's never going to see
I don't care what kind of fight, what you know. That bitch is fucking hot. She was rolled away wet and put away fucking however you say that goddamn thing.
Rolling hard.
Yeah, put away wet. Yes, yeah. Yes. Exactly.
She was put away wet.
She was.
It's all moldy.
Well, I've heard from other people. I've heard from
like
people that
are, you forget in the
I've heard from my mom and everybody. You can just find her in the cornfield, do whatever you want to do, or she wouldn't care. So,
hell yeah, dude.
Oh, speaking of, I have your Tupperware. I just used one of them for the chicken breads.
That's fine.
So I have one.
It's just Tupperware.
I'll give you one. You can only have one.
Yeah, for now. Luckily, I only have one.
I'm like the kidnapper from the Liam Neeson movies.
Yeah, you're just sending me parts of my Tupperware.
Yeah. Just like a lid.
Yeah.
And just then half, a bottom.
Just a third of a lid.
And then another bottom.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. It's like a lid with casserole. Like, yeah, with casserole still stuck to it.
Okay, sorry. We always go off the rails, dude. Where the fuck were we going
with
that?
We'll get back to it.
Jesus.
It's all right.
Got fucking a dog again. They went back or no?
I didn't know he was staying there with his old lady at this time. Right? He moved on from a dog and got a real woman. That's all I got to say. So I go walking in the fucking house and he's sleeping on the couch with her, and they're doing their thing. So I slip in the kitchen, whatever, to where I can't see him. I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. Like, this is some hillbilly shit we did out there where I used to live. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Wait, you did the dog stuff too?
Fuck no, motherfucker. Hell no, dude.
He's dressed up like a dog eating pussy.
If I was doing that,
it's probably look up
dresses up like a dog.
Look up Urban Dictionary and see if it's a thing.
And I didn't want to do that. I had no part of that. So I don't fuck with dogs. Not in that kind of way.
Yeah. No. Come on, man. No, don't limit yourself like that.
So I walk into this fucking trailer, dude. He's like, we're about done. He literally says some shit like that. I go, whatever. I'm just drinking my drink at the fucking counter. And I can't see nothing going on. He comes running into this little island of this little trailer, you know, back here at fucking like Southwest West Michigan, you know, down in New Troy, Michigan. Yeah. And this motherfucker goes over to the sink right where I'm sitting, the kitchen sink, and starts scraping his tongue with a spoon, using his fingernails to scrape his tongue, doing this weird shit, grabs his toothbrush, starts brushing his teeth. I was like, what are you doing, bro? I was like, I'm just trying to hang out and just drink a beer. I didn't know you were fucking your old lady on the couch. I was like, whatever, you could have said something, you know? Yeah. He's like, no. I was like, what is wrong with you right now? He goes, that bitch ain't showered in like 3 fucking weeks. She just told me I was just eating her ass when he came in here. I was like, oh my God. I was like, now I understand why you're scratching your finger, your dirty ass fingernails down your tongue.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was like, you are fucking gross, bro. I was like, and then I turned around. I was like, all right, well, you're fucking just as nasty, motherfucker.
How the fuck did he not smell it?
Don't ask me.
Yeah, like, how do you not smell that?
My nose don't work. he's in jail now, and I can't remember why he's in jail.
I grew up next to a chemical factory.
Why for eating shitty ass?
More than likely.
For fucking dogs.
Yeah, both. Like, all the above.
The dog fetish is called pup play.
Okay.
Well, so he's in a pup play, though.
Oh, wow, motherfucker.
I wish I never knew that was called. Honestly, tell you the truth.
Do you think they play by Wow Wow with Yo with EA?
Absolutely.
In the background.
Somewhere. Someone
I mean, that is not. No, we can't say songs. We'll get sued. I'm just saying.
We can talk about it for educational purposes. We're trying to teach people about pup play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how you should probably not do it because it leads into fucking disgusting ass nonsense. It leads into bestiality.
Stay away.
Do not do that.
Remember, keep it make believe.
Yeah.
Marisquerna.
My brother, why?
Marisquerna.
What the?
It's like just spaghetti and meatballs, but they're cubes, meat cubes instead of balls.
Hmm. I like it.
I'm so confused.
I'm just like riding up on the chairlift, just like Marisquerna.
You go square meat.
I'm like, dude, check this out. It's cube meat, man. What the hell is that?
Right at the time that I fucking tripped with you down in the fucking breakers.
Dude, tripping down there is always fun.
Well, you brought me down there, but I didn't know anybody that well. You brought me down there, and I didn't know anybody that well. As I knew you guys well enough, but
let's go down there and get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you give me all these shrooms and everything, that, and then I come down there to fucking get him, you know, we start a fire and all that shit. I'm hanging out. Everything's cool. And then everybody else that wasn't tripping on shrooms come down to the fucking breakers, and I'm like, fuck,
wait,
dude. Like, I don't know.
Was it raining?
No.
Okay.
Because you guys went out, like, went out there, whatever, and I remember Quinn fucking come up to me. He's like, this guy's been tripping on dreams all day and said a word to me. Yeah. And I just looked at him, I go, I know! And he just shut up and just stared at the fire the rest of the night. I don't know! I was like, I know this guy, I've been tripping with him, but he's all those people that I don't fucking know. I mean, I party with him every night, but I've never done hallucinations with him, so... Not going out there. Not happening.
You don't want to come out under the rocks.
Nope, I'm not getting pushed in the lake.
There's a bunch of rocks right. And metal out
there. Yeah, right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I eventually made my way out there.
It's hard and jagged.
Oh, dude, it's a bitch to get to those cars from the water plant.
Yeah, well, you all knew each other, you know, for years and shit, and I didn't know you guys that well.
Plus,
you know.
Everybody who was hanging out down there knew each other, too.
Well, no, we went out there to, like, a small little group. Went down there, and then everybody showed up later, so I'm like, fucking, I'm like, oh my God, here we go.
It always happens down there. You go down there to hang out, and it's like, cool, no one's here. Then
how was it nowadays?
2 hours later.
You went down there
20
lately?
People.
Right.
They cut down all the trees.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, everything.
I think, like, ivy's grown over on the rocks.
Yeah.
The water goes all the way up to the fucking trail.
Really?
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's no real point
it's all fucked
down
up.
There anymore.
That sucks. I was going to try to take my... You know,
it is still like cool looking down there.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
think
like trippy and weird. But
if
it's trippy weird because it's so fucked up. Now.
It's just so weird looking.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like from back
here's
in
the
day,
lake, but
yeah.
It's full of metal and rocks. And...
Yeah, I think
remember, you know,
I think
younger,
if you park
you
at one of those. Actually, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to ruin it.
Shh, I don't know. But yeah, those lookouts.
Yeah, I know where to go.
There's a trail that right there has a rope and shit.
Yeah. Down to the cars. Yes. Yeah.
No, I know where to go.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was talking about.
I was shown a special spot.
You're talking about behind that one place, right?
Yep. Yeah, that one place over there. I went on down yonder.
Many a fires down there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's good shit. I think that's all I had in my notes that I thought things I thought about. Let me check my notes. You know what's really stupid?
I don't even know about what's that.
I don't get why people do it. Like, fuck people who get a family Christmas card made and then send it to their like doctor's office.
Wait, what?
What?
At my kid's pediatrician, dude, they have a whole wall full of like all these families' Christmas like greeting cards.
Are you fucking serious?
I think that's really stupid.
Thanks for curing me from my cold.
Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks
for my shot that I hated.
Yeah, I paid.
Thanks for taking my money for fucking six hours.
Thanks for taking my money. Now I'm gonna go home and get this picture taken for money, and then get these made for money and mail them to you for money.
Dude, the last time I was for at no the reason. Doctor's I mean, office,
why? Pisses why? Me off, man.
I mean, I can see if the doctor like maybe saved your life or something like that, but
I don't think doctor saved that many
Check
lives. I had a wall full, man.
Check this out. I have to go every 3 months just to get my script refilled. I was there for fucking almost 3 hours, dude.
Damn.
After they were closed.
Is it a private practice? Or is it part of Lake Corwell?
I don't want to say the name.
Okay. Is it a private practice? Part of the hospital. Chaos.
Oh, shit.
Because if it's Corwell... No, you're good. I think. Because if it's like part of Corwell, it seems like you should just be able to get on their app and be like, yo, give me some shit. Fill by script. Request a refill.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all messed up. Well, because it's a controlled substance. Mm. You know, because I'm a drug addict.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess you're talking about Xanax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I have that, too. My doctor just requested a refill. Like, I'm on the app.
They said I can do it if I'm running low. I think it's just... Where do you go? Well,
my doctor?
We don't have to
talk. We can talk about our doctors after this.
Yeah. Let's not talk about doctors.
I go here and here. I will be there here at this time.
Yeah. So, all right. Once again, way off topic.
What you got? New topic.
You don't want to talk about fucking dogs no more?
So, that is funny. Blake and his girl bought me one of those paint things.
Yeah, paint my numbers.
Yeah, paint by numbers.
Fucking sweet.
It's going to be a nightmare. I don't know if we talked about this, did we?
A little bit when I first got here. But I mean, we can talk about it again. It don't matter. None of this matters.
Fuck. This don't matter.
I don't think none of this matters. We didn't talk about it like on the podcast or anything like that.
Oh, we didn't talk about it?
No.
We talked about it before.
There's no mics plugged in.
Oh, yeah. So, like, I'm pretty excited about that, but it looks like a fucking... My dog is a million colors, so it should be pretty fucking interesting.
Hell yeah.
It's not even because of the million colors, it's because there's so many different shades of color you gotta use on there, so...
It comes with all the paint you need?
All the paint, all the fucking... Check it out, bro. Look at the picture first, though, like right there in the corner. That's the picture of her. Alex actually, Kate, my old lady Katie, she took the pictures and then asked Alex what he wanted. So then we got it printed out on the paint by numbers thing, and it comes with all the paint and everything you need.
Dude, look how many different shades of fuck.
it's not even the colors. Like if they were just like the all random colors.
that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing about it.
Yeah, there is like 14 whites and six browns.
And like 97, like
I don't know how many.
97 off-whites.
Like how many together do you think there are?
Oh, I'd say probably 45.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so 45, 46.
But they're like all kind of the same. They're
very close together.
Yeah.
I know it's not the best lighting in here, but I can tell that they're very close.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. It should be interesting.
But they look great when you do
I mean, look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
She looks like that. Yeah, I need to get one. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Will they do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just send your picture and do uh-huh. Whatever you got on your phone.
Dude, you can do a picture of your butthole.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they won't do that. I can't.
How about, speak for I know, I'm not like regularly on the podcast and shit, but whoever's on the podcast, like just solely, should probably just get two pictures of you guys' butthole, maybe a nutsack. Just no shaft. Just no shaft. Just nut sack and butthole.
Just a shadow, but like there's hairs coming off of it.
Weird like that.
That's definitely the silhouette of a ball sack.
Yes. And then just a butthole right there. Like just spread cheeks. Like you might get your hands in there on the cheeks.
I 100% guarantee a company will do that. Maybe not that specific one.
They might.
But I guarantee there's people who do that.
See, me and my old lady got a couple.
Like, or we need to start.
I don't know. If it was, I'd drink it. Don't put your fucking beer next to me, dude.
God is
I'm sorry, because I will drink it. You can't be in from this water bottle over. You can't put your beer this fucking close to me, because I will drink it.
If it's closer than the water, it's getting drank.
Yeah.
We should make,
this is my forest field, is water.
Hey.
Because water rusts your pipes.
Hey.
Remember that.
Hey.
What?
We should make like custom truck nuts to where it's your own ball sack.
Just mold them. Mold them. So as you have your truck, as you get older, you can just mold your balls down to lower and lower.
They're just dragging at one point. But you make them out of metal. You've got to make them out of metal when they're.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, on your birthday, you just heat it up a little bit with a blowtorch and then just pull a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So, sorry about this, and I'm cutting everybody off, but we were just talking about this the other day.
Dude, hold on.
We were talking about
you
this.
You just got somebody, like, sandpacking their
balls. Oh, I know. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, dude.
I didn't even think about that. Sandcasting. Yeah, like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna pound them balls right here.
I swear to God, if somebody steals this idea, I'm gonna find where you live and I'm gonna punch your balls.
Dude.
If you steal my idea.
What the fuck, dude?
Custom truck balls. We should start a company, dude. You might have to cut this out so we can fucking do this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude. How would you not want your own
They're just dragging on the ground, sparking everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Put the tungsten on there.
You just start wildfires.
The magnesium is like, oh shit. Sorry, I'm too old. My fucking truck nuts is too low.
Yeah, those are anatomically correct.
Yep.
Oh, fuck, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
What are we?
Because we were talking, me and Alex were talking last night, I think it was, something like that. Ripping nips and breaking hips, bro. I got all sad. This is how it kind of came up. Got all the fucking, I was talking to Alex about fucking, I was like, well, fuck. I was like, I don't got no kids or nothing like that. I don't want any kids. But it's fine, you know, whatever. But I was like, who the fuck is going to be around me to take care of me when I'm home?
Exactly.
I do construction right now because I'm going to have fucking nothing.
You're going to be fucked up.
Yeah, my back's going to be broke by the time I'm fucking 50, you know, like fucking whatever. I ain't got no kids to take care of me. My old lady's fucking 10 years older than I am, if not more than that. So fucking she's gonna die first. I guarantee you it.
So, whatever. So
I hope she doesn't hear
you
this.
Said that pretty confident.
Oh, Jesus.
It is what it is, motherfuckers. It is what it is, bro. Katie and I have already had this conversation, so it's okay if she hears this or not. No, there's no plan. It's just me suffering when I'm in my fucking older age with nobody around.
I'll be sad alone, and then I'll die.
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking completely alone, and then you're going to die, and then I'm going to be completely alone again. And then I'm like, oh, so, Alex, what do I do? He's like, well, hopefully we just get stuck in the same fucking retirement center or something like that as each other. It'll be all right. And dude, he just come up and goes, yeah, fucking ripping nips and breaking hips. He's like, fuck yeah, that's what we be doing, dude. Ripping nipples off of everybody and fucking everybody I can.
Is that what I said?
He said, ripping nips and breaking hips. And I said, I'll never forget that saying in my life. Yes. I was like, oh yeah. I go into my old age saying, yep, I'm going to be ripping your nips and breaking your hips, bitches.
Well, that might be the name of the episode.
Yeah, that's going to have to be.
Dude, I know people who work in nursing homes, and yeah, people be fucking in there, dude.
That's what I heard.
A friend of mine had to call this person's family a couple times, be like, yeah, I caught your mom sucking some dude's dick again.
She's just
so,
getting down.
Yeah, dude.
So, my,
I bet you could use one of those walkers, like so she could, like, support herself, you know, like.
Yeah.
She's planking.
So if you want to hear some fucked up
great
stories about
strength.
Planking and drinking.
Drinking.
That's what you would call it.
Everything has to rhyme now.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Ready.
Fuck some shit up. Suitcases and sexist chest.
You should keep your sexist chest in your racist
suitcase. It
should
be like a... Yeah. I mean, I didn't like choose these things. Well, I did buy the sexist chest.
Yeah,
because
but
hilarious.
It's not like you bought it because it is sexist. It just happens to be sexist.
Yeah.
So whatever. That wasn't. There ain't no queens in there.
No girls allowed.
We talk about it a bunch.
You don't get to play. You watch the men play. Sit there and watch.
Yeah, you're not smart enough.
It's too hard for your feeble little brain.
Make your
finger sandwiches. Yeah. I'm sorry, my
martini's getting dry.
I've been over here millions of times. I've not seen that. I think you did. Well, last time I come over here, well, one of the last times I come over here, you probably showed me that. I was probably fucked up.
Yeah.
So.
Chicken brats. Are good.
Chicken brats are good.
Chicken brats are definitely fucking awesome.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah.
Shout out to M37.
Again, dude, yeah. I still need to post up the last episode, but we do shout them out then, and we'll shout them out again. Because that shit is solid snacking.
Braca.
Is it?
Braca.
Yeah, I say we go there and steal the recipe book.
Yeah.
They probably don't even have a recipe book.
Not
it's probably
they
passed.
Just send it.
Yeah, dude, it's passed down like.
It's like my grandma and her damn
like
biscuit
tribe.
Gravy. She's like, oh, yeah, this is she's like on her last leg a little bit, you know. Like she's not doing bad, you know. I'm not like terribly worried about her.
She just literally has one leg.
She's pretty much right now. I know, no, literally, I'm just serious right now. She's actually hobbling around because she had a broken leg a while
down
back.
To one leg,
yeah,
yeah.
No, she's down to one leg right now. But no, she's not doing too bad. She
what
does
is that
have...
from?
Kids. I have no legs. I have no legs.
That's what I was saying.
I have no legs.
I forgot what I was going to say after that.
It happened.
That's all right. Just going to something else. Go. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, figured. Dude, so I keep seeing ads for this now.
The cool puzzle thing.
Yeah, or that one.
This one?
Yeah.
The paper one?
Yeah. What's it called?
That's a limit. You can't buy that one anymore.
Well, I keep seeing one for
but
one.
But you can buy other ones.
But the guy's showing it off. He's like, hey, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this.
It's like 70-something different things.
Yeah. So I keep getting ads for this now. But
yeah.
Fuck them.
Dude, they're sweet.
I know. I don't want to get one. It pisses me off. I'm confused by it.
I just seen an ad for gear. They're like gear balls.
Gear balls?
Yeah, it's the same thing as like what you guys are just talking about right there.
Gear balls.
But they just they're 3D printed and it's just a bunch of gears in it.
Oh.
Perfect sphere, but you can turn it into other shapes and shit.
Oh, cool.
It's not like a puzzle or nothing like that. It's more like
just a fidget.
Yeah, it's like it's a big fidget spinner about the size of a volleyball or something like that.
That's sweet.
Yeah, no, it's cool as shit.
Well, that's like that tube Tyler made for you.
Yeah, is that red and black thing?
Yep, yeah, that thing's fun to fidget with.
Yeah.
I've seen like expensive full like titanium fidget spinners and shit that look cool as fuck.
Dude, yeah, I got one.
It's great.
You look good doing that. Do that one more time.
That's how I do it.
You look good doing that.
I don't move my finger.
Can I do that?
Mm-hmm. when I'm done.
I was gonna sit down on your finger. I was gonna sit down on your finger, not the fucking toy.
I got you. Yeah,
I could put the other part in my butthole, and you could try to fucking see if it works still. Yeah,
that feels weird. It's all scratchy. I don't know if I like it.
You might.
Yeah, dude. That thing's cool. Toys are cool. Maybe invest more in like toys.
Right. Do you play Magic?
No, I never got into Magic. Never got into like Magic or Pokemon or.
Well, I never got to know Magic or not Magic,
you
but
you did it nice. You did Pokemon fast too. Yeah, I think I ended up missing Pokemon by shit. I don't even know. Just a little bit.
I never got into Pokemon or none of that shit at all. I think I got.
I wish I wouldn't have given three Pokemon cards.
I think I got three starter packs given to me, and I had like a holographic Charizard, which was cool as shit.
Yeah, because
it was a dragon, you know. And I was like, oh, cool.
You probably had some shit, huh? That was worth money.
Yeah,
and yeah, no,
they stole all of them.
That sucks, dude.
Just the
you got a good one.
The Charizard they stole.
Yeah,
but
was it the one I had?
Gave the other ones.
That's from you.
All
right. I didn't even know you back
this
then, motherfucker. So whatever.
Turn into a fight.
Welcome back to Fightcast.
We're just kidding.
Hey, as is tradition, we end every episode by beating the shit out of each other.
It's a free for all in Alex's house.
We feed each other. We have a good time, and then we just kill each other. There's hatchets. There's three. That's why there's three of us.
Yeah. There you go.
Just a hatchet fight at the end.
We just throw hatchets around the house.
Were we playing catch the hatchet once somewhere?
Catch the knife.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler's it was in Sean's basement.
Somebody threw a hatchet once, I thought, and caught it right here.
Yeah, that was Tim Spica.
Yes.
So, are you in knowing of the whole situation Alex was in the other night? Or did you guys already talk about this on the podcast?
I know.
What?
About the weird guy?
The rapist?
Yeah, the rapist that almost fucked you in the ass.
Yeah, I told him about it.
I don't remember if you did.
Dude.
I got drugged at Mickey's.
So, me and Alex and my brother.
That's been happening.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So, me and Alex and my brother and my old lady and, like, whatever, we all, my brother's old lady, all went to the bar. Me and Alex kind of got into it a little bit, from what I understand, whatever. Obviously, it's not a big deal. You know, otherwise I wouldn't be here. You know, whatever. My brother found Alex. This is what I hear from my brother. So that's it. And his old lady found Alex walking down the road to Mickey's, whatever. And after that, they got some drinks, whatever, blah, blah. And Alex can take it over here from here because I wasn't there.
I don't know. What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You went to Mickey's, drank, and got blacked out?
Like, you know me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's not you.
Yeah,
you can. I wouldn't want to see how much you would have to drink to get that way.
Unless it would never happen.
Yeah, unless you got slipped something.
Yeah,
it would never happen.
Yeah,
damn. I've got the guy's key fob.
Yeah,
really?
No, I come over here not too long ago, man. Ooh. And he shows me the key fob. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, really, bro? And then, you know, he's telling me, like, you know, people have been getting fucking roofied at fucking Mickey's and all that shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, what's this dude's name? Call the guy up. Have a good conversation. All three of us did.
Yeah.
Good, like World War II shit, guns, this yeah. and that, blah, blah. Like, seemed like a cool guy. I was like, fuck, we come over here and weird. Fucking grab your fucking key fob and everything like that. Like, dude, yeah, we'll sit down and have some fucking beers and shit. Like, Alex has definitely still got his key fob.
He made a friend.
No. Dude, he was talking about how, like, he goes both ways.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He doesn't take it up the ass.
But he gives it.
Gives it. Okay.
That's it. So and he's got a wife and kids and all this shit. Yeah.
Did he admit to... No. Slipping his shit?
Buddy. Nope.
He saw the cameras.
He lost his fucking key fob out here. Ashley was on the phone with him the whole time.
Yeah.
On top of that, you walk into this house and you do something fucking strange to somebody and you see these monitors everywhere. Yeah. What the fuck's going to... What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, especially if you woke up sore.
Wait, so he tried to bring you home?
He did.
He did bring you
home. He kept him sitting down in the chair the whole time, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm telling Alex the story for him
right
now.
How did you not hear anything?
I've been gone the all weekend, man. You didn't tell me about
that. No, this
was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You never told me about this.
What? Yeah, dude. Are you serious? You didn't tell him about it?
I
asked you.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
What's the fucking guy's name?
Maybe you meant to tell me about it and then just forgot.
You can find it. I can find it real quick.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I almost got raped.
Tell him to come over to his father. Let's fuck him up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's confront the shit out of him.
My brother sent me the picture because my brother was worried about it. You know, he's like, "Who the fuck was it?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, you go to Mickey's every once in a while, blah blah, blah but you're, you know, whatever this and that." And I was like, "Damn, it's this dude right here." And look at the picture. He looks like a fucking chomo. He said on his fucking phone call and shit. He's like, yeah, I got like a daughter and I got like a couple daughters and a wife, whatever. But I like going both ways, this and that. Like I'm like, what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, he got real weird.
You let this motherfucker take you home, bro? Like what the fuck?
I know.
Motherfucker, I know.
Fucking that's asshole.
I know.
And I know that if somebody was acting like that, you wouldn't bring him. You wouldn't have him bring you home.
I kept telling Ashley I was at home when I wasn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. That is actually yes.
God, that's fucked up. No, I didn't hear about this, dude.
Yeah. He almost got raped in the butthole.
That's insane.
Alex almost got fucking raped in his own house.
Thankfully, she stayed on the phone with him the whole time.
Yeah.
And he lost his key fob.
There you go. Yep.
Yep.
He said his first fucking spot off the fucking right off the grip kind of was, I got like five girls on the side and I don't fuck around with dudes unless I'm giving it pretty much. He's like, I don't take it, but I give it.
I'll be honest with you, Alex. Like, okay. That doesn't even look like your type. if you were, yeah, I don't give a shit. If you were gonna bring some dude home,
you let me do it.
That doesn't look like the kind of guy you would have do it with.
I don't remember anything.
That's nuts. Holy shit!
I remember nothing.
So you don't know his name or anything, or you guys talked to him.
My brother
showed it to him.
Well, yeah. So I mean, you know.
No, I don't. That's all. I can remember shit.
Damn, man. Yeah, let's fuck him up.
We talked to him. Me and Adam both talked to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, guns this, guns that, and shit, blah, blah, blah. When we first started, because we didn't know exactly kind of what was going on. Guns this, World War II this, whatever, blah, blah, this and that. So we literally invited the dude over and fucking like, hey, come fucking drink some fucking beers, hang out. You sound like a cool guy. And then he started getting into the weird shit, like, yeah. Because I brought up Matt Walsh's fucking movie, Am I Racist?
Uh-huh.
And then the other movie was What Is a Woman? So I brought that up because I had just showed Alex that when I come over and this was kind of going on, the phone call happened. So when I fucking say and I start talking about the fucking Am I Racist fucking video, whatever, he starts talking about all this other weird kind of shit, kind of gets in depth about itself, which whatever, that's fine.
Starts opening up. Yeah. Which is weird.
Which is
too.
A little
too
fucking much. Strange. I know. I said
two
that was all
strangers
right,
on the phone.
Yeah.
Way too much.
Yeah. So it's like, whatever. But Alex and I were fucking drinking and shit. So I was like, whatever, man. Come over one time and fucking have a beer and shit. And then we kept going on conversations. And this motherfucker's like, yeah, whatever, this and that. He's like, yeah, I got a wife and a kid, this and that. And I got five girls on the side. And it's something about fucking doing dudes but not getting taken. So I'm like, whoa!
Yeah, sounds right. Like a real piece of shit.
Yep. So if there's anybody that's getting roofied at fucking Mickey's and he's still out there, then that's what's fucking going on. Because I guarantee what he said, he's driving an Uber right now. Around St. Joe. So when we talked to him, that's what he was fucking doing.
Oh yeah.
All right. Hey, heads up if you go you go to Mickey's Pub. Yeah. Heads up, watch your drinks. Be smart.
Do not. Yeah, yeah. Do not.
Because that's in the past year. That's the third time I've heard of something.
That's not even the past like, year. It's the past fucking like 2 months.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the past year, I've had a couple people I know.
Really?
Yeah. Get roofied there. Yeah.
Well, I know. We, I know who one of them is.
We called the ambulance for that one night.
Did you really?
Yeah, Ashley brought her back to our house, and she was fucking just like this unresponsive. Fuck. Like we thought she was like fucking dying, so we called an ambulance.
Yeah, that's fucked, dude.
Yeah,
that's really fucked, man.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
Watch out! Let's go to Mickey's and fuck someone up.
Go there real quick and see if he's
fuck
there.
Mickey's Pub.
All right, let's do it. Let's go. Let's end this show.
All right.
Call it night.
Love you guys. Fuck Mickey's Pub.
We'll be back.
First time.
Don't ever go there.
Say goodbye to Blake.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao, Blake.
Night-night.
Late.